Well, it is August the 24th, 2010, not too far away from December 2012. Listen, we're going to be doing the countdown all during the year 2011 as we approach that date. As I've said, I believe there's going to be a massive unleashing of old, ancient, dark prophecies and every kind of stream that will engage the world. But again, I'm going to say in incredible, absolutely incredible, masqueraded, but very deeply plotted deception. Listen, if you were a millionaire, yeah, that's right, if you were a millionaire, out there buying, you know, the great artwork that many millionaires do, they buy artwork. And so you go buy some artwork and it costs you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not something I'd be able to do. You should see my artwork around here. I'm not sure it would be considered art. But you buy something for hundreds of thousands of dollars, you get it back, you put it up, you show everybody, you have your big parties. Then all of a sudden, someone comes by that knows their stuff. And they tell you that it's absolutely a forgery. That it's not worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but maybe $100. Pretty amazing, right? I mean, pretty amazing to find out that you have pledged your monies, that you have placed it in a prominent place, you've given time, you've given attention, you've brought others in. What an embarrassment, loss of money. Who has done this? Who would be outraged? Yet there is massive spiritual forgery going on all around us. Dear friends, you have joined us at Shatter the Darkness, the live radio broadcast. You're in the mix of 1 hour here on, a Tuesday night, the 24th of August. I believe it'll be providential. I believe it will be a supernatural engagement, even for those that download by the thousands of you later on. We were praying over all of the places that do download. Again, one by one, the nations, the very places of the downloads, and there were well over 80 different nations. And so we think about you because, again, of the reasons why we are here. The reasons why we are here simply because of the compelling nature, the Spirit of God. Listen, there's a difference between the Spirit of God and the supernatural that flows from that side. Well, that is north of hell. Then there's also south of heaven. There's another side to it. It's talked about in the book of 1 John, the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Do you know the difference? Well, we're going to engage on a part two, the spirit of Antichrist. And the reason we're going to talk about it, not only has it been discussed in the Word of God, and is there prophecy connected to it? Yes. There's a operating presence in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is behind a massive, detailed, determined deception of millions, literally billions of people. It infects politics, military, spiritual systems around the world. It literally is engaging people by the millions. The spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist, it's a spirit of lying. It is a spirit of deception. It is a spirit, an operating presence, functioning with this one thing in mind, to deceive your life. So welcome to all the New Agers and the psychics and all those that are seekers out there. To the remote viewers and those who are Masons and everyone else, regardless of background. Listen, if you are really Luciferian, then you absolutely do know. You absolutely do know that, your backdrop in all of this is you're familiar with the spirit of Antichrist. You're very familiar. Matter of fact, I've engaged individuals that were not just influenced, but literally indwelt powerful spiritual strength, motivation, and function to deceive others. I had a man one time, his name, coven name, was Kaino. As we engaged this man, Kaino, you know what we did? We were trying to get a federal officer's wife out of this underground stuff, and we engaged the priest, and he called the house of the federal officer's wife while we were there. I mean, we answered the phone. We engaged. Of course, we called him a liar because he said he didn't know the federal officer's wife. Yet he called her home. He began yelling at her, calling her by her first name, asking her why she had sent us by to mess with her, or to mess with him, or to bother their underground coven. So as I listened, then I engaged him. You know what he did? He began to quote scripture. He said that he would give me a new mind if I would but bow down and worship him. If I would submit to him and worship him, he would give me a new mind. He would transfer something out of him onto me, into me. And he quoted scripture very, very well. Now, I was familiar with the third chapter of 1 John very well. That's the book in our Greek classes years ago that we translated from Greek to English. We extremely familiar with the book of 1 John. And I had to listen to him as he was going through, using it to prove that he was the Christ and that I was to submit to him. Well, I had to immediately respond to him and tell him that, listen, you are so absolutely far out of it. It is absolutely incredible. So we, preached to him the verses that he took out and the pieces that he changed and reiterated. Now, I did get angry when I said, Caino, you are literally a false prophet, a false Christ, obviously operating with great power. Yes, real power, but real, an example of what we read about in 1 John 4, the very clear spirit of Antichrist. Now, God says to all believers, to everyone, we need to know this, because if we are in the most unprecedented spiritual engagement in history, as God is moving in the world to do his agenda, there has been massive preemptive prophetic warning of the end of days, primarily that there would be massive deception. Let us take it all the way back 2,000 years. The words of Jesus Christ, not Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Sylvia Brown, Alice Bailey, or any of the rest, modern-day remote viewers, or 2012ers. These are the words off the lips of Christ. Jesus said in answering those wanting to know about the end of days, before he talks about nation rising against nation, before he talks about the incredible evil, the love of most growing cold, earthquakes, before he gets into all of that, number one, and the majority of what he speaks about is found in verse 4. Here's the words. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed, take note, mark it down. This is an incredibly little, perceive this, be aware, behold. So this is very important off the lips of Christ. Behold, beware, perceive. In this English it says, take heed that no man deceive you. Notice what he says, that no man, no one of any kind, literally out of the Greek, no one of any kind deceive. Planeo is, again, that purposeful goal of seduction. Somebody is plotting seduction. Somebody is desiring to seduce you. It is global. It is national. It is individual. It is vitally more important than the other things that he's about to say. Because the other things that Jesus is about to say are a result of the ramping up of the dark side. Nation against nation. the economic, the national, the environmental, all of the breakdown and all of the confusion and all of the sense of chaos, well, it is going to continue to rise, but because the unseen presence of the dark side flooding over is affecting everything. And I think that if you and I are going to want to know what we need to do in the end of days, the number one thing Jesus said, take heed, perceive, behold, don't let anyone, anything deceive you. So the cry today would be out for the hundreds of millions of New Agers worldwide. To those that are being deceived by this very thing Jesus talks about, secret societies, 2012ers, New Agers, even remote viewers. I have a great burden for all the remote viewers. I've read just about every one of them and almost all of their books. I've engaged one on telephone and we've talked, and I've engaged others in deliverance sessions. Because the source of the data, the source of the revelation that gives them religious content, that gives them spiritual content, is exactly what Jesus Christ is talking about. And the words of Christ, don't let anybody deceive you. It goes on in verse 5. Listen to the words. Here's the words, prophetic. They're crystal clear. They are accurate. They are infallible, irrevocable. And they are redemptively preemptive. Here's the words of Jesus in verse 5. For many, many shall come in my name. Did you hear that? Paulus, an abundance of characters will come about in the name of Christ. Notice what Jesus says, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, those are the words we're going to hang on through this, because how in the world would anybody come and say, hey, I'm the Christ? I mean, there is Isaiah prophesying about the coming of Messiah, Christ. There are almost 300 prophecies concerning the coming of Christ. There's massive detail. The angels of God knew Jesus Christ in history that we're talking about. That's the Christ. The apostles came to know that. The demons knew who he was. And the scripture testified clearly. God the Father testified by the Spirit of God and by signs and wonders. It's very clear. The words of the one speaking is Emmanuel, mighty God. This is Christ. This is Logos in human flesh. Now, this is amazing. But it's off his lips that he says, many, an abundance of characters, will come in my name. And they're going to say, I am the Christ, Sun Myung Moon of the Universal Church, or of the, well, the Moonies. You've heard of the Moonies. I mean, they've not been around a lot. He's been kicked out of the country. He's a multimillionaire. He's behind multimedia. He has drawn his people in. We've engaged some of his leaders, one of them from Korea. We were given the divine principle, in which in the book, the divine principles, put out by Sun Myung Moon, they're allowed and commissioned to use, listen, heavenly deception. They're allowed to use heavenly deception. They're allowed to use deceit, lies, in order to draw people into the cult. This has all been considered all around the world. It's clearly a cult. Here's a guy from Korea that rejected, again, the real Christ. This is how it usually is. This is the norm. The rejection of the real and the engagement of another spiritual presence that convinces them, well, they are the Christ. Sun Myung Moon has proclaimed that he is the Christ. That he is. Is that the one you want to be your Savior? Is that the one you want? Listen, you're not going to believe. I'm walking home as a college student from Malone College years and years and years ago, back in the 80s. early 80s. I'm going to my apartment that was off campus, and I listened to this young man going house to house, knock on the door, and begin singing. And he sings this song, and he talks to the people, and he does it to the next house and the next house. So I walked back. I knelt down to untie my shoe and tie it again and take my time fixing my shoes so I can listen. He knocks on the door, begins to sing. He says he's part of a major youth event going on around the world, a youth program. But as I listen to him, I'm hearing him, no, this is a guy part of a cult. He comes down the sidewalk afterwards, trying to collect money, of course. And I engage him and begin to talk. And he talks about being a part of a youth movement and that he's following the Christ. As I begin to tell him about Jesus Christ, he doesn't have the answers, and quickly a Korean girl comes over, his leader in that group, and I begin to engage her. And she tells me that their leader is Sun Myung Moon, and they are out collecting and raising funds for the great mission of the Christ. So I engage the Korean, and we're going back and forth about Jesus Christ out of the Bible and her view of Moon being the Christ. So I looked at her, and I said, but who is Jesus Christ? Who's more important, the one that died on the cross or Moon? Let me tell you something. I wish you could have been there to see it. She looked up into the air. Her eyes were utterly glazed over. And she said, well, Jesus is great, but Sun Myung Moon, oh, he is the Christ fulfilling all of God's work. And I explained to her how he could not be, how he is not the Christ. He doesn't fulfill prophecy. The angels of God do not point to him. The demons weren't afraid. They were all over him, in him. And as I explained concerning him and all of his sexual and financial ventures, she wasn't convinced. And I detected that she was lying to me. So what I did was I engaged her about the principle I knew. Heavenly deception, the divine principles. She had a copy of the divine principles written by Sun Moon. She gave them to me right there on the street. And as we talked more and as I shared Christ and as I looked to the young man specifically, because he was more open and I can see he was less infected by the spirit of Antichrist. You see, behind anyone claiming I am the Christ, anyone that is presenting a different Christ or claiming that something else is the Christ, a guru, a psychic, a alien, you can be absolutely sure that the spirit, the pneuma, the spirit of Antichristu is functioning, operating. It is the force, the function, the operating nature of whether it's the fallen cherub directly, later on in the Antichrist, whether it's spirits assigned. Literally, the word in 1 Timothy 4, planos, it's actually used in the context of this deception, of this seduction. Please understand, it's not just some smoke floating around. It is entities whose function and will and operating nature is to search and seek out individuals that they can convince that either they themselves are the Christ or the spirit of Antichrist will give them an experience pointing them to a false Christ. Thus the words of Jesus. Behold, let no one deceive you. Again, the words of Jesus. For an abundance, many, polloi, will come in my name, saying I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, the words of Jesus, prophetic right here, and we can find this through the rest of the New Testament, specifically the book of 1 John. And we're going to see that this has been and is being fulfilled in a massive, and let me tell you, global way. It does infect individuals, for example, those that believe in the Maitreya. I have read political operatives in governments that have engaged the teaching of the Maitreya. You know, Benjamin Krim, saying that this is the Christ, appearing all over the world simultaneously, doing miracles, the Maitreya. And of course, again, he is one that Jesus referred to. If someone comes in his name, in the real Christ's name, and claims to be the Christ, Jesus said prophetically, they will deceive many. Do you understand that there are hundreds of millions of people worldwide? I mean, this is astonishing. It really is astonishing that hundreds of millions worldwide are right now deceived, believing that a cult leader, that an individual, or an experience with an entity that they have had is the Christ. They stand deceived right now, and I don't doubt, by the sheer providence of the Spirit of Truth, who seeks to pluck and pull out of that deception any and all and bring them to the liberating truth of the living, real Christ of God. I would believe by the providence of God, there are some of you listening. There are those of you who will get the archives later on. Someone may send it to you. Somebody wrote me, and this happens often, I came by your website by accident. I came by your MP3s or teaching or broadcasts by accident. You see, you got to realize something. Yes, there is a functioning spirit in my life, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of God leads and guides in the mission. You know why? Here's why we are here. Not to get you to believe in me, the voice you hear here, Russ, but to point you to the living Christ that died on the cross, rose from the dead, as prophecy said, as the Spirit of God testified, as all those who have believed and received the living Christ worldwide in 2,000 years of history will testify. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and Christ can come into our lives. We will never be the Christ. We cannot be the Christ. We are talking about God in human flesh, the infinite presence of God in human flesh. There is a monogenesis, the one and the absolute only. You know where that word is found? John's Gospel 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only, the only begotten. The word monogenesis is literally one of a kind. Literally, everything points to the living Christ, his conception, his birth, the incarnation, the words, the life, what he did, the sinlessness, raising the dead, speaking to creation and it listening to him, canceling sin, outing the demonic, rebuking the powers of darkness, triumphing over them. And disease obeyed him, demons obeyed him, blind eyes were opened, he walked on the water, the waves and the wind listened. This is the Christ with the compassion that pursues you. This is the Christ who comes to give forgiveness, freedom, his power, his life, and bring us into direct relationship to God. See, I've met a lot of cult members. We have purposely gone after those out of the way international. Moonies, Divine Light Mission, the Worldwide Church of God, Moses Berg, and those who were trained in that cult. Kids in sexual pedophilia that were trained to go out fishing for new converts to the cult, and the ladies were allowed to use sex to convert young men into the cult. Unbelievable sexual perversion and sexual... Well, that's true of the occult cults. Anytime there are dark spirits, even masquerading as a guru, claiming that they are one of the incarnations, that they are one of the Christ, really. You know, that they're going to have, you know, they're repeating the names of gods and goddesses. They're relying on outside powers. A guru is the Christ. A guru who's having sex with all of the women is the Christ. Is David Koresh the Christ? Moon the Christ? What about the Maitreya? Is that the Christ? What about the alien? I listened to this person channeling an alien. And the alien said, I am the Christ. He talked like a robot. I am the Christ. It was kind of hilarious. But people believed it. Because there's a presence behind anyone claiming to be the Christ or any entity revealing itself saying, I am the Christ. You're going to find out something. They will always be, when it's the counterfeit, they will always be opposed to the real Christ of God. There is a clash. It is a spiritual war. The reason why many, the words of Jesus again, many shall come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. To the body of Christ, to brothers and sisters in Christ, I appeal to you to deeply know the book of 1 John. We are commanded, chapter 4, verse 1, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. To see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Then it says, verse 2, this is how you can recognize. Greek word, gnosko, how you can experientially know the spirit of God. In contrast to the spirit of error. Listen, every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. The context here means Jesus Christ as prophesied by Isaiah, a virgin will be a child. He'll be called Emmanuel, Mighty God, Everlasting, listen, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father. Listen, he is Emmanuel. And so the sum total of biblical picture and revelation is now being unleashed in the real, the Christ of God, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross. See, what I've found in the 2,000 years of study, out of all of the false Christs or the other entities claiming to be a Christ, not one, not even one has gone to the cross. Not one has been sinless. Not one has spoken in absolute unison with the rest of the Word of God. Not one. Not with Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Edgar Casey, Nostradamus. The 2012ers are falling into the same deep, spiritual, plotted, functioning deception. The remote viewers, all of them so far, have been gripped by the energy emanating from entities that are or operate with the spirit of Antichrist. The Akashic Records that we'll be doing a new segment on here soon, our old one has gotten kind of messed up along the way, so we're going to do a brand new one to add on to the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Now let me tell you something, that in all of this, the preemptive warning is redemptive. You know, Jesus tells us ahead of time what's going to happen. Even the rest of the scriptures gives again and again and again this massive prophetic, preemptive, and redemptive heads up. The dark side is coming with force and power and counterfeit sign, wonder of miracle, than ever in all of history. The words of Jesus, well, many shall actually be deceived. I do not doubt for a moment that there are those listening to archives later on, that you've been deceived. You've embraced a false Christ, an entity, an individual, something that is saying, I was reading Courtney Brown, one of the remote viewers, Cosmic Voyage, and, you know, there's a number of books Courtney, you know, has written, and as I looked at his experiences and listened as he went out of himself into the, out there in the ether, out there in the realms where he, you know, a lot of remote viewers are now remote viewing aliens and alien bases and interacting with entities. And this entity that he went into a room, it's a room. And in the room, he said, was this entity that was the Christ. This entity said it was Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ talked to Courtney, told Courtney that he's going to be used to transmit a message to the rest of humanity, that Christ in this room up there in the ether is operating with others for the evolution of human consciousness. Where'd I hear that before? And you want to buy some swampland, you know, that kind of thing. We've heard this again and again and again. But again, it's obvious that millions are drawn in. And whether by doctrines inspired by the spirit of Antichrist or individuals claiming to be the Christ, obviously indwelt and mounted by this spirit of Antichrist. And the entities, like with Courtney Brown, in this engagement, I was really kind of amazed that just without any testing, he's proclaiming that is the Christ, and that he has a mission, that he's got a job to do from that spiritual front, and the message is clear that the wrong side of the fence, Courtney, the wrong Christ, Courtney. I mean, think in terms of Christ at the right hand of majesty. Jesus said, Father, return to me the glory I had with you before the creation of the world. The infinite God, the Son, returning. He came into human flesh. There's a reason. Hebrews chapter 2 spells it out. And he's going to return. It's all about our redemption, all about bringing us to God. Whereas the false Christs, well, that long, old, Luciferic doctrine, they're going to make us deities. They're going to guide us to deity. We can all become Christs. We can all be on the journey. We can all go through the ascendancy. We can all spiritually evolve and become the Christ. Liar and liar again. It's a lying spirit that operates in this global functioning spirit of Antichrist. He's behind, the spirit of Antichrist, behind the development of the Antichrist. Again, the words of Jesus. Many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And they will deceive many. Maitreya has many followers. Sun, moon, believe it or not, has many followers. There are alien entities, psychic entities, and another of others, you know, cult group. Listen, I even watched last weekend an overview of Charles Manson on the ranch when he convinced, well, again, drugs were used and other things were used. He convinced them that he was the Christ. We have been warned that a forgery would be unleashed to the world with the goal, please understand how big this is. These are the first things out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ in reference to the end of days. That we are called on, don't let anything, anyone deceive you. That many will come. So we know this. We should expect it. If you're a believer in Christ, the teaching we should be getting in the biblical content, that is, that which the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Christ has given. Biblical prophecy prepares everyone to be at the cutting edge. I mean, those who know it and put it into practice. If you know these words, it's something we expect. Do you expect the second coming of Christ? Yes. Do you expect the rise of Antichrist? Yes. Why? Because it's biblical prophecy. Because Jesus said he would return. And so did the prophets and so did the apostles. And even the angels, Acts chapter 1, said that this same Jesus would return like this. In the clouds with angels in a descent. Well, my friends, I've been going on and on and on and on without a break. Sometimes I just go. I want you to know that we love you. We welcome you to the Shadow of the Darkness live radio broadcast. And we welcome all those who download the archives. Prayers, blessings in the name of the living Christ of Scripture, of history, of heaven. Hey, he's alive. He's right here in my life. And many of you, thousands of you, have him in your life. Some of you, right now today, the living Christ seeks to come into your life to bring the gift of salvation involving forgiveness, his presence, his power, the gift of eternal life. You can know God today and forever. That's why he died on the cross, shed his blood, was buried, rose from the dead. You see, as a believer, it bugs me when I'm out in society and I see predators prey on the elderly, on children. You know, I want to do everything to stop it. And I think that if you're a genuine, strong, growing believer in Christ, and you know what time it is in the prophetic clock, what time it is when it comes to the fulfillment of prophecy, if you realize that the end is near and Antichrist is coming and eventually Christ shall come, if you understand these are the most critical and will be the most catastrophic and horrific days in human history, then what? What in the name of God, our Savior, are we doing about it? You want to hear a story? I read this story years ago. I cut it out, made copies, and pasted it in my Bible. I actually taped it in. I don't know where it all originated. It's somewhere out of England from years ago. And I was reading about how a chaplain was walking a prisoner down death row. He was going to be hung. The chaplain was reading the Gospels, reading about Christ, reading the story. The criminal on his way to be hung and die and face eternity. Finally stopped, turned around to the chaplain and said, "Sir, if what you are reading and what you are telling me is true about Christ and salvation and his death on the cross, if what you are saying is true, then I would get down on my knees and crawl over broken glass to reach everyone in my nation to tell them of God's love and of Christ and the cross." Wow. What an engagement. Is there any passion, movement? You see, I feel this fire, this compassion, this compelling. God loves humanity. Sent Christ not to condemn the world, but to save the world. This is the heart, the passion of God in Christ. the Spirit of Christ dwelling in any believer everywhere. First and most important, and what all of heaven is about, what the cross is all about. God not willing that even one human being perish. So if you're listening, you're lost. If you're listening and you're, well, reconning the show, if you're listening once again to gather the words as some of you have written because you're Luciferic, you do rituals, there are those of you that do astral projection, you do all kinds of stuff. You know, maybe somebody's going to, they'll chop my head off, they'll shoot me. What's going to happen? I don't know down the road. I have perception that the Lord has spoken to me concerning my life in these end of days. What matters? I know that if I died sitting here, absent from the body, present with the Lord, instantaneously seeing the same sinless Savior that died on that cross. Soldier, is there anyone greater who would give his life for you, a sinner? The Lord Jesus Christ. He will sort out your emotion. He will sort out your life. He's the healer who knows what it is to be wounded, shed blood, to be rejected, to be killed, to be murdered, to be slaughtered by sinners and for sinners. You know that Jesus Christ died on the cross as a sin bearer, the scripture says. He took my place. You know what? Maybe you don't want to confess you're a sinner, lost, separated from God. Let me tell you this. I know I was a sinner, lost, separated. I know that I was into all kinds of spirits, in a temple doing golden Buddha meditation, trying to get to the ascended masters. I know that I was reading books and materials. I know that I claimed among all of my friends, I'm spiritual, I'm spiritual. I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. I was lost, I was damned, I was without God. Until I heard a direct message, thank God for someone sent. Thank God for someone that had the spiritual guts to come into a party and tell me that Jesus Christ loved me and died for me and wants me. It was that night, 36 years ago, that I did as Jesus said. John's Gospel, chapter 7. You can read it. He says, I tell you the truth. If anyone believes in me, as the scripture has said, well, out of their inmost being would flow the power of the Spirit of God and the gift of eternal life. I have known and have had that and have walked with my Savior, the Holy Spirit inside of me, the gift of eternal life for 36 years. I mean, I could give you the testimonies, but what I'm telling you now is a grave warning. Jesus Christ himself said, first of all, don't let anybody deceive you. You know what? You want to see the Spirit of God say the same thing? Well, go over there to 1 John 2. Go over there to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where there is a command, don't you let anyone deceive you. If you're a believer, the only way you'd get deceived is by a abnormal, flesh, worldly, weak, backslidden, Spirit of God grieving, quenching, carnal life. We've been given God the Holy Spirit. We have the living Christ within. We have the Word of God, the Word of the prophets. Is there anything higher? God the Holy Spirit in you, on anything higher? When it comes to the information about the end of days, is there any source proven to be infallible, accurate, pure, true, irrevocable, other than what God has given? So, in this 1 hour providence where we are getting to engage something, is happening far beyond the sound of my voice. It is the witness of the Spirit of Christ. Romans chapter 8 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You can be someone embracing Maitreya and thinking, oh, he's coming. Liar. He's a liar and a deceiver. He's not the Christ. You can be a Mooney somehow getting this. Maybe you once were. And you know, liar. He's nothing like the Christ. You could be a remote viewer that has gone out to the room where Courtney Brown went and met this entity that says he's the Christ. And he's working with others in trying to bring an evolution of human consciousness and save humanity. Liar. What you have is the dark side cloaked in robes of angelic light. I mean, masqueraded, yes, but they have a purpose. They have a desire. Listen, let me go over some of the ones that it can be. Two primary things tonight here in this hour. Two primary things. Listen quickly. The spirit of Antichrist, number one, seeks to cloak and obscure the real Christ. Wherever you find the operating presence of the spirit of Antichrist, you have this number one goal of cloaking, obscuring, reframing, changing, doing all that it can to extract any real, true information about the real living Christ. And so the spirit of Antichrist, in the goal to cloak, obscure, and move hearts and minds away from the real Christ, will begin with, sharing an amazing story about their own presence, and begin to talk about Jesus' faith. You know, Sun Moon. He claims that the real Christ failed. He wasn't supposed to die on the cross, even though prophecy said that, even though he said he would do that, even though that's what it was all about. That's where the provision to break the barriers of sin, death, hell, separation from God and Satan's rights. That's why I'm saying to all those listening, the greatest spiritual wielding in fallen human history, the old rugged cross. Do you know the extent of what occurred there? So the spirit of Antichrist, number one, will seek to cloak the real Christ. In all the writings, in all those that I've listened to, that are operating by and functioning with the spirit of Antichrist, that's one of the first things they do. To fade the real Christ away. And at the same time, replace and forge, give you a forgery. It could be a psychic Jesus. Jesus the psychic. He goes around and he has psychic powers. It could be the alien Jesus that's coming from, you know, the Galactic Federation. It could be the occult Jesus that Alice Bailey and many of occult writers have, you know, presented. It could be the seers of the dead that have claimed that they have seen Christ roaming. It can be a remote viewer that says they have gone off into the, well, an astral projector that's gone off into the heavenly realms and met Christ. Everything, when it comes to the forgery, speaks of finite, de-deified. Listen, in the forgery, the deity is removed. The power of the cross is removed. The power of the blood of Jesus and what it means is removed. The sinless life, the logos in human flesh, the God, capital G, in human flesh, that's all removed in the forgeries. The instruction of the mission of Christ for the rest of the world, that's all removed. The second coming of Christ, that's all removed. Eckhart Tolle did this with Oprah in convincing millions in that book, The New Earth. As I read it It outraged me a number of times, like the Quran does. How could it be that someone has the right to blaspheme the real Christ, denigrate him, strip him of deity, strip him of his power of saviorhood, strip him of his sinlessness, strip him of who he is and what he has done, and his return, visible coming again, and then present a forgery? And in many cases, the forgery includes telling the deceived, the listeners of the deceiving spirit of Antichrist, that they too can become this fake psychic Jesus, this fake guru Jesus, this fake alien Jesus, this fake occult Jesus. So whenever it comes to the spirit of Antichrist, well, there's two specific goals or the methodology involved. In every case, functioning spiritual power, presence, whether the fallen cherub himself or functioning demonic and or networked presence, they will seek, number one, to cloak and obscure the real Christ, the real message, and set it aside. At the same time, to offer a redesign, an absolute forgery that can't help you, can't save you. What do we do? What do we do in a world which you can talk about hunger? That's horrific. We can talk about the sex trade, slaves, all that. That's horrific. We can talk about satanic ritual abuse. Horrific. We can talk about the lying and the politics and the global. Horrific. Behind all of that, fallen cherub, prince of the power of the air, the spirit who's now operative in those who are lost, fallen, those who have the sin nature intact and Satan having a back door into their lives. If you're listening and you're lost, if you die, I love you, but you're going to go to hell. You're lost forever. God doesn't will that. God doesn't rejoice over that. God doesn't want that. Is there any good reason right now why you would reject the real Christ who loves you, gave his life for you, and right now knocks on the door of your life? He's telling you, open up. He wants to come in. God in Christ wants to come into your life. New life, new power, gift of eternal life. Knowing God, actually. I can't imagine life without it. I know what my life was all those almost 20 years before, but I know what it is now, all these years after. Do you know the difference? As a believer in Jesus Christ, the cutting edge is not just internet information, not just the details of the end of days and all the conspiracies, though we all read to be aware, but the power of perception, the power of knowing, the power that will motivate you to do something is in the words, the living words of God. The Spirit of Christ is in the words of God. As a matter of fact, in Colossians, we are told to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. You can only do that by believing, putting it into practice. Well, you'll never put it into practice if you don't believe him. And if you believe what Jesus says in Matthew 24, and you can say, hey, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Nations are going to rise against each other. And man, you know, there's going to be earthquakes and famines and all these things are going to go. Listen, all of that is secondary to the massive spiritual deception, the onslaught that helps aid and abet all the rest of the things. So the first words out of Jesus, out of his mouth, not Edgar Cayce, not Nostradamus, not the Hopi, not 2012ers, not Helena, not a psychic, or even a military remote viewer. The words of a Savior that was born specifically to bring salvation to this fallen world. the words of the Savior. Yeah, he was punched, beat, hit, stripped, nailed to a cross, and shed his blood. Only he could say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know what reminds me of the underground Luciferians and Satanists that I deal with? I always tell them, Satan doesn't die for you. He didn't sacrifice his life for you. He asks you to sacrifice animals and humans for him. He asks you to create more doorways for his work. And in all of these fake individuals that come in the name of Jesus saying that they are a Christ, they are deceiving millions. And that boggles my mind and burns my britches that it happens. They've never died. Moon didn't. Koresh didn't. Jones didn't. Look at Jones. Old Jones down there leading 900 or more people. Johannesburg. Is that where it was? Jonestown? I am the Christ is what the spirit of Antichrist will guide finite, deceived individuals who have first rejected the real Christ. The spirit of Antichrist, two indicators, always seeking to cloak and get rid of the real Christ with the immediate goal to forge and bring about a fake. It'll either be that they're saying that they themselves, an entity, that they are the Christ and they want to engage in it, or that they make somebody the Christ. In all those cases, finite, fallen, deceived, way outside the Word of God. And this is the great news, that there are thousands and thousands that have come and that have been by the Spirit of truth, by the Word of truth, by the living Savior and His love and His authority and His power, and by real believers in Christ who have the authority of Christ, know the power of prayer. Are you praying? Are you interceding? In this day, in this hour, can you imagine any Christian just sitting back, nervous, biting their fingernails, chewing on some crackers, waiting for all hell to come loose? I tell you what, the Lord rebuke the spirit of fear. The Lord rebuke the spirit of fear and the distractions. Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. You can't be my disciple, Jesus said, unless you do that. Deny yourself, take up the cross. And following Christ, wow, what a life. Worth the hour. This is RussDisdemus.net on the web. A lot of new things on there. Listen, remember us in prayer. We want you to remember us in support. Peace to you. And good night.